The Bundesliga is back. Yeah. And we're giving money back as cash on all markets if Dortmund win this weekend. Terms and conditions apply. 18+ BeGambleAware.org.
Hello and welcome back to the Racing Post Football Postcast. I'm absolutely delighted to be saying welcome back. It's been a while, but finally we've got some good football action to be betting on and to be previewing with the return of the Bundesliga this weekend. So let's get straight into it. It's absolutely fantastic to have the football back. And alongside me today, we've got Aaron Ashley from the Racing Post and also from our sponsors, Paddy Power. It's Jonathan Smith. Lads, how are we? Jonathan, I'll start with you. As a Leeds fan, are you nervous about not getting promoted to the Premier League?
Potentially, hopefully that it doesn't come to that. But we'll just have to wait and see what the Premier League and the EFL decide to do this week. I imagine some form of announcement will be made. It's become a bit of a farce, really. But hopefully we get back playing and we can get back to the Premier League, fingers crossed. So, yeah, I'm nervous at the moment.
And Aaron, have you been busy watching the Belarusian football over the last few weeks? Or have you managed to have a little rest during this period without sort of major football?
Belarus and Nicaragua, Mark. Can't forget about Nicaragua.
No, we can't forget about Nicaragua, nor Tajikistan and all the other weird and wonderful places that football has been going on during the coronavirus pandemic. But we have now got an elite league back. And thank you so much for the people who've been sending in well-wishing in terms of messages for the time that we've been away. And been firing in with the questions. I asked on Twitter last night for some questions, so let's get straight to them. Otters wants to know which team should he support during this while we're following the Bundesliga. And I think this is quite an interesting question, because if you support a team that doesn't win very often, then why not Bayern Munich? And you can give a oi oi shout when they win the Bundesliga in a few weeks. If you're looking to go, I suppose, to football in Germany at some stage, then you it's a bit cliche, but you simply can't beat Borussia Dortmund for sort of that match atmosphere. So I would suggest them as well. And if you're somebody that wants to get right into the heart of a story, then Union Berlin would probably be the best one. This is a team that got promoted to the Bundesliga for this season, very much seen as sort of a left-wing club. They do things right socially. And then there was that very emotional moment at the start of the season where they held up the names of all the people that had died in between them, from family members that hadn't got to see the team back in the Bundesliga. Quite literally, the fans were giving blood to get their stadium up and running. So they might be the ones for you if you're looking to cheer on an underdog. Jonathan, I'll come to you for this one. It came in from Archie Banks, and he said, are you going to be looking at recent form, or should punters be looking maybe at teams that started the season well? Because obviously it's almost like the start of a season again, given we've been away for a couple of months.
It's a difficult question. It's a good question, by the way, that one. I'm more of these that go for recent form. I know players may well have come back from injury and recovered in that time. I'm a big believer in terms of recent form, and confidence as well is a big thing. I know it's basically like a season refresh, as it were, and it's gone back to square one. But in my opinion, I still look at the form book, and I think that's going to play a massive part going into the latter end of this season. Teams have a lot to play for in the Bundesliga. There's relegation and obviously potentially the title and European spots to play for. So I'm still a big believer in form. I think player and team confidence is a massive thing, and I think the form book generally does tell the whole picture. And I wouldn't go back to the pre-season, sort of early first 2 weeks of the season. I think the players will be ready to hit the ground running, I think. And they'll have been in training for 3 weeks anyway. So I think they're athletes and they'll be ready to go again. So I'm a big believer. I think the form book tells the story, really, for me.
Okay. And Aaron, just on that, I mean, are you kind of sort of dropping down home advantage in terms of what you think it'll be worth, or is it going to depend on which team we're talking about?
For me, it would depend on what team. I mean, it used to be a punishment, didn't it, when you get your crowd taken off you, it's usually a punishment. So it can't be an advantage. But you do, for example, Werder Bremen, they don't pick many points up at home. They're used to doing a lot better than they are at the moment. So crowd can be a negative for them, because if they go 1-0 down, suddenly they feel the pressure, and suddenly they can just collapse. But for some teams who play better away from home, because they take less supporters, they feel a little bit of pressure, it might be a positive for them.
Okay. A couple of different thoughts there. We've had Pete Selby on, and also Kev the punter. I think along the same lines, they're thinking more about the return of the Premier League. So, Jonathan, I'll come to you for this one. He said, Kev the punter wants to know if you think that sort of neutral venues will suit any teams. And Pete Selby, along the similar lines of, you know, are there going to be pluses and minuses for Premier League teams? You can see if it goes behind closed doors, which of course it's likely to, if they ever get it back on.
Interesting question, that one. I think that neutral venues will suit certain teams and won't. Your likes of your Burnleys, your Bournemouths, where the pitch is quite tight and narrow, you know, in terms of dimension-wise, compared to something like an Emirates. You know, they are all of the same dimensions. They have to be. They can be of a minimum and a maximum, and teams can opt to have different pitch lengths and widths. And that obviously teams aren't going to be used to a pitch like something like an Emirates, which is really wide and quite long compared to a turf moor, which is quite narrow and compact. It will have a little impact, but I do think neutral venues. You know, everybody's going to be playing behind closed doors anyway, so the home advantage thing goes sort of slightly out of the window. Obviously, it's home comforts in terms of a changing room, in terms of a ground, but in terms of the fans, everybody's going to be in the same boat. And I do agree in terms of Bremen in the Bundesliga as well, you know, and say teams in the Premier League that are struggling, it might be a benefit to them to have no fans at the game, strangely enough. Say, like Aston Villa, they were turning when they got beat to Leicester. You know, it could have well go sour at Villa Park if that form would have continued. So it might benefit Aston Villa potentially this, but I do think neutral venues, it may benefit the top end of the Premier League in terms of the pitch size. You know, certain teams like to have a smaller pitch, narrower. You know, because they do have minimums and maximums in terms of diameters. So teams do play up to that. So it will be interesting.
Okay, Shane wants to know if I'm worried about Paris Saint-Germain in terms of the Champions League. Obviously, been tipping them up a lot on the postcast throughout the season. They made it through to the quarterfinals, if you can remember that far back, when they beat Borussia Dortmund. Of course, now the French season has been cancelled. The plan for UEFA is to play the Champions League and Europa League in August. So that would mean that Paris Saint-Germain, having not played since around sort of the Cheltenham Festival time, would then have to sort of just get right back into it for a quarterfinal in mid-August if that goes ahead. I have to say, Shane, it would be a big concern. I mean, you know, if you're Bayern Munich and teams like that are back playing competitive football, you know, for a couple of months, and they take on a team that's, you know, been sat on a beach for, you know, for just too long, it's got to play. It simply has to play a part in that one. So, yeah, the short answer is yes, very worried about Paris Saint-Germain's Champions League hopes. Now, Lucas Cash Beast, good name. He wants to know, Jonathan, can Red Bull Leipzig or Borussia Dortmund catch Bayern Munich? And for those who are unaware and want to look at where the Bundesliga table stands at the moment, Bayern Munich are on 55 points. They're 4 points clear of Borussia Dortmund in second, and then Leipzig are 1 point further back. So it's hard enough to beat Bayern Munich off levels, isn't it, Jonathan? Never mind if you're giving them a 4 point start. So Bayern all the way?
Yeah, I think Bayern will win this one. We've got some really interesting Bundesliga specials out on site for the last sort of 9 games, so from the 16th of May to the 27th of June. We've got most goals, most points in that period, top goal scorer in that period, least points, and to go unbeaten. There certainly is some value in that market. So if you're looking, you know, to steer away from the traditional outright, where we've got Bayern Munich in at 1-5 currently. You know, potentially, if there's going to be anybody that challenges them, I think Leipzig have got the slightly easier running out of them than Dortmund. But overall, I think there's definitely some value in some of these markets. And Köln, to me, for a top six finish at 12-1, look an absolutely cracking bet. They were in some imperious form before the lockdown came into force, and they were absolutely superb. They turned a massive corner in December. And yeah, I think they look a sure bet potentially for a top six at 12-1. and the most goals at 100-1 in that period, as an outside bet, really. But I think it's hard to look outside of Bayern potentially. But Leipzig, I think we'll give them a good run for the money. And going back to the Champions League, if you know teams that are match fit and back in shape, potentially Leipzig could be the bet for the Champions League if that does resume. But in my opinion here, I think there's certainly some value there. And I think Cologne in the top six at 12-1 looks a cracking bit of value for punters.
I'd almost forgotten that Leipzig beat my team Tottenham in the Champions League. That feels like an absolute lifetime ago that happened. But so in terms of the title race, then Borussia Dortmund can get back to within 1 point of Bayern, and that's where we're going to start our Saturday Bundesliga betting preview. It's an absolutely massive game in Germany, the biggest derby in German football, really. It's Borussia Dortmund against Schalke, live on BT Sport, like all of these games are. It's on 2:30. Jonathan, can we have some prices and also your verdict, please, for this game?
Yeah, of course. We've got 8-15 Dortmund, 3-1 the draw, and 9-2 Schalke. I'm actually going to go for a Dortmund win 2-0 here. I know Schalke have been shortening, perhaps, in terms of the home advantage factor. With, you know, the market over-egged it a little bit in terms of how short it were Dortmund. But I think Dortmund, you know, they've not been beaten at home all season. They've won 9, drawn 3, scored 41 goals in the process. You know, David Wagner, the Schalke manager as well, and Suárez said has been a revelation for them this season in midfield. But his injury and pre-COVID, you know, it coincided with Schalke's poor form. They'll be looking for him to be back in the team and be a big focal point for them. But Schalke haven't won since January the 17th. And I think Dortmund here, they'll come out firing. They have got a fair few injuries of Dortmund. They've got Marco Reus, Witzel, Schan, Schultz, Schmelzer and Zagadou as well, that are all out injured. So that's not ideal for Dortmund. I would imagine they could have got them back fit in the time that they've had in lockdown, but it hasn't meant to be. But I certainly won't put people off back in Dortmund this weekend, putting them in the hackers, and I think Dortmund will win this 1-0.
Okay, I agree. I think that Dortmund are a fair enough price, actually. Looked around to try to find some alternative value, really, and then just decided that I think they might just load up and be the corner base of the Ackers for me. Aaron, I've been speaking to you this week. You've got a different opinion on this game.
I do, yeah. I think they... I mean, you want to tread carefully this week. It's difficult. We don't really know what's going to happen. It's not happened before. So we've got to kind of be prepared to change our plan, seeing how this week goes. And I just think they're a little on the short side. They've got a few injuries in midfield, as Jonathan has said. And Schalke are the Bundesliga's draw specialists. Wagner knows how to set them up. He keeps them tight. Salif Sané and Benjamin Stambouli might be back in defence, which is just massive for them. And they've only lost one of the last eight derbies. They held them to a 0-0 draw earlier in the season. I just think that, yeah, they might be able to keep it tight. And the longer the game goes on, I just think that they might settle for a point here, Schalke. And I think there's a bit of value in the draw.
I suppose, really, the interesting one is Dortmund probably are a team that relies on that home crowd and home energy probably more than most, the most atmospheric stadium in Europe, probably. Okay, also at 2:30, there's a host of other matches, and we'll start at the top of the coupon. We'll whiz through these ones. It's Augsburg against Wolfsburg. I think Wolfsburg are worth taking on in this game. Weghorst, the top scorer for Wolfsburg, he's suspended. He's in last season, he was their top scorer. He's top scorer again this time around. If you have a look at Augsburg's form, it stinks the place out. But I think that the break will have done them good. And if you actually really dig deep into their defeat, you'll come to the conclusion that they've played against nearly all of the best teams in the Bundesliga. You sort of in that kind of 8-week period we had just before COVID sort of put paid to the football. So I'm struggling to know which way to go. I'm not brave enough to go for Augsburg to a straight win, but I'm going to go Augsburg draw no bet. Jonathan, what do you think of my shout? And what are the match prices, please?
We've got 11 to 5 Augsburg, 23 to 10 the draw, and 11 to 10 Wolfsburg. I'm going to go for a draw half time, Wolfsburg full time. I think Wolfsburg may well just nick this. It'd be a tight game. You know, Weghorst is a big miss for Wolfsburg. And yeah, I think Augsburg in the 2020 have lost 7 out of their 8 second halves in that period. So it looks, sounds to me as though they come out with the traps firing to begin the game and then sort of fade off in the second half. And I think Wolfsburg will pick them off here. But Augsburg, you know, I'm not going to underestimate them. They are the form, as you said, they've played a lot of the top end Bundesliga teams in the pre-2020. And yeah, I think it'll be a tight game this. I can't see there'll be many goals in it. I think it'll be a draw half time and Wolfsburg will nick it in the second half.
Aaron, where do you think the value lies in this game?
I'm going for a bit of a different approach. I think there will be goals in this game. Only Dortmund and Bayern Munich have averaged more goals per game than Augsburg in the Bundesliga this season. They're averaging 3.52 goals per game. And 10 of their 12 home league games have featured at least 3 goals. They carry such an attacking threat, they just can't defend. And that's the problem. I know it's a big blow, Weghorst being injured. He scored 11 goals, their top goal scorer this season. But I just don't think Augsburg are strong enough defensively to keep them at bay. But then at the same time, they do carry such a threat going forward. So for me, over 2.5 goals and both teams to score looks like the value.
OK, next up, I suspect this will probably have the fewest viewers. And it was supposed to be, actually, the Friday night game. And it would have been hilarious had we come back to it. Fortuna Düsseldorf against Paderborn. Fortuna are 16th in the table. Paderborn are 18th. So a real big relegation scrap, this one. Uwe Rosler, currently the manager of Fortuna Düsseldorf. So those who don't know too much about the Bundesliga, there is somebody to follow. Of course, the former Manchester City striker. Jonathan, prices and a prediction, please.
11 to 10, 12 to 5 the draw and 9 to 4 Paderborn. I think this one, again, is a candidate for under 2.5 goals. I think this probably is going to end up in a draw. Uli Rosler have not been great to watch of Fortuna Düsseldorf this season. You know, the lack of firepower up front is a big thing. You've got Rowan Hemmings, who were at Burnley, never really got a chance at Turf Moor, but you know, they've only 27 goals but have scored in each game remarkably since he's taken over. And it's a story of both teams, really. You know, the shit 50 goals of Düsseldorf, and Paderborn have scored 30 and conceded 54, so it could well play probably into a stalemate, this one. They both had, you know, Fortuna Düsseldorf would be hard to beat, Ross will have them set up. It'd be tight, compact, it'd be a cagey game. And, you know, I think perhaps Paderborn this season have found it too much of back-to-back promotions. And I think they're probably going to find the assignment here too much for Bundesliga. And I can't see them staying up. But I do think this will end up in a draw and under 2.5 goals up the backs in this game for me.
Aaron, have you got a thought on this game?
Yeah, I agree with the draw. It's a game neither side can afford to lose. But Paderborn, they've only won 4 games all season. Düsseldorf without a win in 6. But to be fair, they have tightened up since Rosler's arrival. They've drawn 4 of their 6 matches since he's joined. And yeah, I can see another stalemate here.
Okay, I think I might. Well, I think I'd rather watch the Belarus stuff than this game. So no bet for me in that one. I think the next one is going to be a decent game, actually. Hoffenheim against Hertha Berlin. Hertha onto their 4th manager of the season. I'm hoping it's fourth time lucky with Bruno Labbadia. Jonathan, prices and a tip from you, please.
Hoffenheim 11 to 10, 12 to 5 the draw, and 23 to 10 Hertha. They've both sort of had mixed seasons, really. This season, mixed fortunes. Obviously, Hertha have gone through managers like nobody's business. So to me, I think I'm going to steer for a home victory here. Yeah, Hertha Berlin have failed to beat Hoffenheim in the last 6 matches. They played each other, and I can't really see that happening here and that changing. So I think Hoffenheim, you know, they were in the Champions League not too long ago as well. So I do think they'll win this one, Hoffenheim. I think 11 to 10, yeah, it is a bit short, but I think, yeah, I'm going to go for a Hoffenheim win here.
Aaron, I mean, you could end up in a virtual fight with Jonathan, couldn't you?
Yeah, I'm quite negative on the chance of Hoffenheim. I like Hertha Berlin or double chance at about 8 to 11. Kramaric is... Hoffenheim's leading scorer with 7 goals. He's expected to miss out. Sargis Adamyan, who's also grabbed 6 goals, he's expected to miss out. So they're weakened in attack. And Hertha Berlin, they arrive here unbeaten in 5. They have tightened up since Bruno Labbadia switched them to a 4-3-3 formation. And they've won the last 2 games away from home 2-1. And I just think that, yeah, they're improving. I just think I like their chances of avoiding defeat here. Hoffenheim, to be fair, they boast the joint worst home defensive record. They've conceded 31 goals in 13 games. So with a lack of firepower up front, quite vulnerable defensively, I'm keen to take them on.
I mean, Hertha spent an absolute fortune in January. Piontek was the sort of big name arrival. It's a tricky game. I think that I'm not necessarily going to want to lay Hoffenheim at, odds against, but I could also see Hertha doing well in this match and outperforming their odds. So I might go for them, draw no bet. The next game, Leipzig against Freiburg. I mean, Leipzig, before the break, were just playing brilliant football. They were, they were suffering from injuries at the back, but they were absolutely fantastic in the final third. Timo Werner is just, he's developing into one of Europe's sort of most lethal marksmen. So difficult to mark, so quick. He reminds me of sort of like a peak Michael Owen with the way that he can kind of move across that forward line and, just take advantage of space in behind. They've got a lot of good young players, Leipzig. They're a team on the up. Nagelsmann, a coach that's absolutely destined for the top if he's not there already. I think you've got players like Sabitzer in midfield as well that maybe they relied upon too heavily in times gone past, but the options are flying from different places now. Schick was a good loan capture as well from Serie A. I think that Leipzig will win this game, win it well, as long as they come out sort of in similar shape to what we saw beforehand. I think as well with Leipzig, here's a team that you can put in your ackers. I mean, them and Dortmund would be my idea of the daily double on Saturday. I mean, they're going off pretty short, but they fully deserve it. And I don't think that the crowd is such an issue for Leipzig because, a bit of a plastic club. It's not like they really need the sort of home crowd to roar them on. So I'm going to go for Leipzig to win comfortably. If you just want to play the single, I think -1 is safe enough. Jonathan, can we have some prices, please, and also your prediction?
Yeah, of course. 1-4 Leipzig, 4-1 the draw, 17-2 Freiburg. It's hard to disagree with you there. I think that Leipzig -1 looks a bet here for me. And if there's any value in the anytime goal scorer markets, Angelino, he's playing as sort of a left wing back, and he was brilliant against Spurs. I thought in the Champions League, the last match that Leipzig played, and I think he was an absolute coup from Man City. That Leipzig picked him up, and I think Werner, Schick and up front, and Sabitzer in behind, and Angelino are going to cause teams numerous issues, and I think it's going to be a long afternoon for Freiburg here. They did beat them earlier on in the season, did Freiburg, but I can't see that a repeat of that here for this one. And I'm going to go for Leipzig -1 and Angelino anytime, Mac.
And Aaron, we've got a full house for Leipzig.
Leipzig and over 2.5 goals for me, just to eke out a little bit more value. Leipzig have averaged 2.9 goals per game at home this season. They've netted 3 or more in 7 of their 10 home games, which includes an 8-0 romp of Mainz. And I just think, they've got too much firepower with Timo Werner, who's actually, worryingly for Freiburg, he's got more goals against them than any other Bundesliga club. He's got 10 goals in 11 meetings against them, so 5-2, 11-4 to open the scoring is probably not a bad bet either.
Okay, and then the bumper day of Bundesliga finishes on Saturday, 5:30. This is in Germany. They always put their kind of headline game is the Saturday night game. So in England for the Premier League, it might be that sort of Super Sunday 4 p.m. slot or 4:30 slot that it is now. In Germany, what they consider to be their kind of headline act is always the Saturday night fixture. It's Eintracht Frankfurt against Borussia Mönchengladbach. Jonathan, can we have some prices and your prediction for this game, please?
9-5 Frankfurt, 12-5 the draw, and 13-10 Mönchengladbach. I'm going to go for an away win here. Mönchengladbach this season. It's sort of been a bit of a surprise package. They've kept up. They had a really promising start early on in the season. They sort of kept up with the pace, really, and kept in the sort of top four places, which will be a cracking season for them. Jan Sommer, the goalkeeper, has been very, very busy this season. He's made the most saves in Bundesliga. But I do think here, I think the form, I'm a big believer of the form, breeds confidence. Going into the COVID break, as it were, they were in form. And I think they will cause Frankfurt some problems here. And at 13 to 10, I'd probably be happy to have a bet on Mönchengladbach here. So I'm going to go for an away win.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, that Gladbach are the bet in this game. If you sort of look at what Frankfurt lost in the summer, and I know that Haller hasn't done well at West Ham, but he's somebody that was vitally important for them. Luka Jovic, he went to Real Madrid. He hasn't done well at all at Real Madrid. But the fact that Real Madrid bought him tells you, what they thought of him in the season he had last year. And then you got Rebic as well, who went to Milan. So they lost a lot of quality from the team that reached the semi-finals of last season's Europa League. They've been thumped in their last couple of matches by Leverkusen in Bundesliga and then also Basel in the Europa League. It feels like a lifetime ago, but those were their last two performances. And Gladbach, Nagelsmann's seen as kind of the future in terms of Bundesliga coaching, but watch out for Marco Rosa, doing a very good job at Gladbach. They're up to fourth in the Bundesliga. I don't think they're going to be able to challenge for the title, and that they've got to watch out for Leverkusen in behind them in terms of the Champions League spot, but they're a good side. I'm going for a Gladbach win. Aaron, what about you?
Oh, it's just difficult. Which Frankfurt are going to turn up? That's the problem. They beat Bayern at home this season. They beat Leverkusen at home this season. They beat Leipzig at home this season. But then they've suffered defeats to Union Berlin and Wolfsburg at home. So you just really don't know what Frankfurt are going to turn up. So I'd tread carefully here. I think I'd just edge towards the draw, just because, like you say, they're a much better side at home. I know there's no crowd, but that might be a good thing for them, because they are disappointing. They're punching well below their weight. They're not performing as well as they should be, but with no crowd, that might help them. So I'd go a draw here.
Okay, a difference of opinion there in the house. We'll be back with the Sunday games next.
Paddy Power's two-up offer has now been extended to the Bundesliga. If the team you back goes two goals up, we'll pay you out as a winner straight away. Paddy Power's zwei up. Terms and conditions apply. 18+. bgambleaware.org.
And a warm welcome back to the Racing Post Football Postcast. I'm Mark Langdon, and joining me, we've got Paddy Power's Jonathan Smith and Aaron Ashley, also of the Racing Post. We're now on to the Sunday Bundesliga matches. We're going to do it in reverse order. We might as well start with the biggest game of the day, really. So we'll go for the 5 o'clock match, which is Union Berlin against Bayern Munich. Jonathan, just how short are Bayern Munich, and is there any way they can get beat in this game?
Bayern 1-6, 11-2 the draw, and 13-1 Union Berlin. I think Bayern will win this one. They only won 2-1 against Union Berlin at home earlier on in the season. But I do think that Union Berlin are missing Anderson, the main striker, and he's obviously a key focal point in their team. So Marius Butler will take his place, and it's going to be a tough assignment for Union Berlin. I think Bayern Munich, need I say any more? Lewandowski, Gnabry, Muller, you should make light work of Union Berlin here. I think it might be a draw at half time. They might make it hard for Bayern. And I think Bayern could well nick it for full time at 15-8, or potentially Bayern win 2-0 here. I think they could try and make it difficult and try and stifle Bayern going forward, but it's such a difficult task to keep that front line quiet, and I think Bayern will win this one.
Okay, apologies if you heard the doorbell ringing in the background. Probably the latest delivery from my wife. Goodness knows we get them sort of every 5 minutes. But Aaron, what do you think about this game? Can Bayern Munich slip up, or are they safe as you like for the Ackers? And is there any sort of value to be had in getting with Bayern in any way?
For me, I mean, yeah, they're motoring now, aren't they? They've claimed maximum points in 10 of the last 11. They've won the last 5 away from home, netting 20 goals along the way. I can't see them slipping up, but I do think Union Berlin will make it tough for them. I can definitely get with a draw at half time. Union Berlin have been level in 14 of their 25 Bundesliga games at half time. And they have beat Dortmund and Mönchengladbach on home soil. So they're no light work. So I can easily see a draw at half time, buying full time for me.
See, I think Union are probably one of the teams that are going to struggle most with the lack of crowd. This is a team that really does connect with its supporters, and I think that that's probably, you know, the reason that they managed to to beat Borussia Dortmund and serve it up to a couple of the other real sort of big guns. And I just wonder how they'll play without that crowd. That would be a big concern for me, because on paper you look at their team and it probably shouldn't be as high up in the table as it is. And I think Bayern Munich could give them a right going over here. I think the safest way probably is to just back Bayern to win to nil. I know it's always a nervy bet, because it's a bet that's never won until the final whistle is blown. But I just wonder if Bayern do get in front, whether Union maybe just look around and think there are easier games and easier points to be made elsewhere in the season. While we've been away, Bayern Munich have confirmed that Hansi Flick is to be their permanent coach. He's done an absolutely wonderful job since he replaced Kovac. Lewandowski, who was supposed to miss a month or so of the season, of course, that was during the break, so he's back. Coutinho is out injured, but he wasn't even getting in the team, which I think just goes to highlight the strength in depth available at Bayern Munich, who put in, I would argue, was the best performance, I think, of the whole season when they won at Chelsea in the Champions League. That was just a phenomenal showing from them, really sort of pointed them down as major contenders to win the Champions League. Alphonso Davies on the left-hand side was just magnificent. They're playing brilliant football. Thiago in midfield, wonderful player, just dictates play all day long. So I mean, this is going to be a really tough 90 minutes for Union Berlin, and I'll go for Bayern to win to nil. Before that, at 2:30, a closer game in terms of the odds, at least, Cologne against Mainz. Jonathan, some prices in your prediction, please.
Cologne, 10 to 11, 13 to 5 the draw, and 13 to 5 Mainz. I'm going to go for a Cologne win and over 2.5 goals, as soon as I tip them up to finish in the top six and, potentially have the most goals. So I think this one could well have plenty of goals in it. And Cordoba has scored 10 goals for Cologne this season. Since the start of December, in the last 10 games, Cologne have won 7 and drawn 3. And the break couldn't probably have come at a worse time for them. They were hitting the ground running. And I think they will keep going. And I do think that certainly 4 points off of Schalke in 6th. And I think the 12-1 represents some good value. But for this game, I'm going to go for a Cologne win and over 2.5 goals.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for a Cologne win as well. The GOAT that they parade before every game, he won't be allowed to be at the game. I'm not sure that will affect anything that happens on the pitch. Take on board the fact that they may be one of those teams that actually does rely on, you know, a bit of home support, and it'll be probably a stranger feeling for them maybe than some of the other teams. But if you also look at the way they're, you know, even outside of the results, you look at the metrics like expected goals and stuff like that, they've done really well in that second half of the season since the winter break and before the break because of the coronavirus. Cologne were playing some really good stuff. They're creating a lot of chances. And it wasn't kind of lucky wins they were getting. They were very competitive on the expected goals market. Mainz, I'm a bit surprised, actually, that Mainz are away from the relegation zone in terms of the fact that they're 15th. They're unlikely to go down. I think that the three teams below them now, Dusseldorf, Werder Bremen and Paderborn, won't catch them. But overall, they're a pretty poor side, and I expect Cologne to oblige. For odds on favourite backers, Aaron, have you got a strong view on this game?
No, I'm with Cologne as well. I mean, based solely on the second half of the season, they would be fourth. They've won 8 of their last 11, and yeah, they're really flying. Mainz, they've lost all 8 matches this season in which they've conceded the first goal, so I reckon the first goal could decide this match. Mainz have got the worst away defence in the league, 32 goals conceded in 12 games, so yeah, Cologne.
Okay, and I mean, in terms of anyone that's looking to have a Sunday sort of double, Cologne and Bayern Munich, Aaron, would that be a safe enough one for you to sort of, you know, if you were recommending a daily double on Sunday?
Yeah, definitely. That looks pretty solid to me.
Yeah, I think that might actually be the best way of almost backing Bayern Munich, try and get the roll-up going first by backing Cologne. Jonathan, could be a bad day for Paddy Power if Cologne and Bayern get the job done?
Yeah. It's never good when Bayern win, obviously, for the ACCA business. So there'll be a lot of ACCAs, I'd imagine, running onto Bayern on Sunday. Obviously, with them being so short, potentially, obviously, Dortmund the day before as well, and Leipzig. You know, it's we always like to see potentially one of the favourites chin. So we'll see how we get on. But yeah, Bayern, obviously, all the legs will be running onto that one on Sunday. So we'll see how we get on.
Okay, coming next, it's the Monday night football, Werder Bremen against Bayer Leverkusen.
The Bundesliga is back, yeah! And we're giving money back as cash on all markets if Dortmund win this weekend. Terms and conditions apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Hello and welcome back to the Racing Post football podcast. I'm Mark Langdon. Joining me, got my colleague at the Racing Post, Aaron Ashley, and from Paddy Power, it's their odds compiler, Jonathan Smith. The Monday night football from the Bundesliga, Werder Bremen against Bayer Leverkusen. In terms of the table going into the weekend, I mean, this is a real sort of tale of two different seasons, because Werder Bremen, a very proud club by German standards, you know, in terms of the Bundesliga, used to, you know, being a top five club. That status is in very big danger. They start the weekend in 17th spot. They've only got 18 points, whereas Bayer Leverkusen up to fifth, a couple of points off Borussia Mönchengladbach in fourth. They've got their eyes very much on a Champions League spot. Jonathan, can we have the prices, please, and then your prediction for this game?
We've got Werder Bremen 100-30, 11-4 the draw, 4-6 by Leverkusen. I'm going to go for a Leverkusen win and Havertz anytime. I've recently been doing some form of listening to an analytics conference over in Seattle, and the Leverkusen first team analyst was on this, and it was really interesting how under Bosch they've completely changed their style of football. They're one of the most possession based teams in Europe at the moment, only second to Bayern Munich across the whole of Europe. It's really interesting how he's got his team set up and how they changed their style of play. It was a really interesting conference in terms of how they managed to beat Bayern Munich in terms of the high press that they deploy and how they overcome teams that try and deploy that tactic against them. It was really interesting. And Volland is their main man up front, but he's suspended. He's picked up an ankle injury and he's not looking like he's going to be back in time for this game. So I'm going to go for a Havertz anytime. In his absence, he's made light work of many defences. And I think Havertz will score here. And I think Bayer Leverkusen will just heap more misery onto Werder Bremen here. And I think Leverkusen will with this one and Havertz anytime.
Jonathan, well, you've put us all to shame there watching analytical conferences and studying up your punting while we've been on the break. I've just been drinking wine and cider, not together, but it's been getting me through. Aaron, I saw you tucking in. We had a Racing Post quiz or some sort of catch up anyway. You were tucking in to some rum in your bedroom. So I take it you didn't watch that analytical sort of online show that Jonathan was talking about?
No, Mark, no. Too much rum for me, mate. I've just been drinking rum in my spare time.
And watching the PDC dart, she was telling me. Leverkusen for you, Aaron?
I think Bremen, with no fans, I think it might be a benefit to them, like you say. I mean, I don't think it's coincidental that 13 of their 18 points have come away from home. I mean, it's one of those where it can turn toxic when they can see goals. And I just think that it might benefit them a little bit. But at the same time, Leverkusen have picked up more. Well, only Bayern Munich and Dortmund have picked up more points than Leverkusen in 2020. So, I wouldn't be with Bremen, but I just try to stay away from this match, I think.
it's going to be difficult to stay away from a game on a Monday night, Aaron. You know, we've had too many blank nights. No. I'll be watching this game. I'll also be having a bet. I think Bayer Leverkusen, fair enough for me, as odds-on favourites away from home. Jonathan was talking about Peter Bosch. Of course, he's had a very varied career because a lot of talk when he was at Ajax that he was sort of the future. He was then beaten convincingly by Manchester United in that Europa League final. He was sort of made to look a bit of a one-trick pony, I think, the way that United just completely bamboozled them, really, just stopped them from playing, and he didn't have a plan B at all. He went to Borussia Dortmund, started well. By the end, he was an absolute joke there. You remember they used to defend on the halfway line. They lost at Tottenham or at Wembley against Tottenham, and Spurs just booted the ball over the top and Son just ran in behind. And it was the most simple way to beat them imaginable. He's gone to Leverkusen. I think he's restored his reputation. Havertz is just a brilliant footballer who will be playing for one of the real big boys, I would have thought, next season. You know, they're not going to be too many massive transfers because of the financial sort of hit that clubs have taken. But I think if there is to be one, he'd definitely be at the top of that list. Bremen were just horrendous, you know, all season long. They've been an absolute joke, really. Rashica's on the left wing, probably their biggest threat and the only threat I can really see to Leverkusen. But if both teams play how they have for the rest of the season, I think that Leverkusen will win. So this is the moment I think we've all been waiting for. It's time for the naps.
Paddy Power's two-up offer has now been extended to the Bundesliga. If the team you back goes two goals up, we'll pay you out as a winner straight away. Paddy Power's zwei up. Terms and conditions apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Jonathan, you can kick off the treble. What are you going for?
I'm going to go for Darmstadt to beat Karlsruhe in German Bundesliga.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
I think 13-8 looks a worthwhile bet here. You know, the top of the form tables are Darmstadt before the COVID break, and Karlsruhe are lying low at the second bottom, and I think 13-8 here looks a cracking price to throw into your hackers.
Okay, Aaron, what's your nap please of the weekend?
Hertha Berlin or draw a double chance at 8-11 for me. I just think with Kramaric injured, Adam Jan injured for Hoffenheim, they're short of a bit of firepower, and defensively I am worried about them. So Hertha Berlin to avoid defeat for me.
Okay, we've got Darmstadt, we've got Hertha or draw double chance, and we're going to complete the treble on Monday night, Bayer Leverkusen to win away at Werder Bremen for the reasons I mentioned just now. But if you have a look at these two teams, the way they've been playing this season, I mean, Werder look like they're going to be relegated. Leverkusen could well yet grab a Champions League spot. They're playing brilliant football. They're scoring a lot of goals. They're one of the few teams actually that have managed to, you know, serve it up to even to Bayern Munich in sort of recent times. They got a draw against Leipzig as well before the break. They're playing fantastically well. So it's Leverkusen to complete the treble with Darmstadt and Hertha Berlin or draw a double chance. And Jonathan, punters can find that on the Paddy Power website.
Yeah, they'll be able to find it later on this afternoon. It'll all be there on site.
Okay, usually at this bit, one of the presenters, Bruce Millington, would ask everybody what they're doing for their for the weekend plans. I'm not going to bother at the moment because it will be sitting indoors, drinking rum if you're Aaron, watching analytical videos if you're Jonathan. I'll be busy working at the Racing Post as well. So it's been great to be able to talk to you guys again about the Bundesliga, about live football, proper football. It's back. Great to have you along with us. We'll be back next week for more in terms of the Bundesliga. But everybody, you know, I think it's important to mention this at this juncture because, you know, everybody's going to be keen to be getting their betting boots back on. It's been a while, but make sure you gamble responsibly, and you can check out BeGambleAware.org for more information. Stay safe, and we'll be back next week.
The Bundesliga is back, yeah! And we're giving money back as cash on all markets if Dortmund win this weekend. Terms and conditions apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.